Spoon River Anthology by Edgar Lee Masters. Narrated by Patrick Fraley, Ed Asner, and cast.
The Hill. Where are Elmer, Herman, Bert, Tom, and Charlie? The weak of will, the strong of arm, the clown, the boozer, the fighter.
All are sleeping on the hill. One passed in a fever. One was burned in a mine. One was killed in a brawl. One died in jail. One fell from a bridge, toiling for children and wife.
All are sleeping, sleeping, sleeping on the hill.
Where are Ella, Kate, Meg, Lizzie and Edith, the tender heart, the simple soul, the loud, the proud, the happy one?
All are sleeping on the hill. One died in shameful childbirth, one of a thwarted love, one at the hands of a brute in a brothel, one of a broken pride in the search for heart's desire, one after life in faraway London and Paris was brought to her little space by Ella and Kate and Meg.
All are sleeping, sleeping, sleeping on the hill.
Where are Uncle Isaac and Aunt Emily and old Towny Kincaid?
And Savine Houghton and Major Walker, who had talked with venerable men of the Revolution.
All are sleeping on the hill.
They brought them dead sons from the war, and daughters whom life had crushed, and their children fatherless, crying.
All are sleeping, sleeping, sleeping on the hill.
Where is old Fiddler Jones, who played with life all his 90 years, braving the sleet with bared breast, drinking, rioting, thinking neither of wife nor kin, nor gold, nor love, nor heaven?
Lo, he babbles of the fish fries of long ago, of the horse races of long ago at Clary's Grove, of what Abe Lincoln said one time at Springfield.
Had Punt. Here I lie, close to the grave of old Bill Pearsall, who grew rich trading with the Indians, and who afterwards took the bankrupt law, and emerged from it richer than ever. Myself, grown tired of toil and poverty, and beholding how old Bill and others grew in wealth, robbed a traveler one night near Proctor's Grove, killing him unwittingly while doing so, for which I was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?